Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
This is the season here on Being Real with Impact 103 and me, Owen Farley. It's such an honor, such a privilege to be with you in this festive season. And it really does give us an opportunity to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. Something to celebrate, something to be happy about. And I love this festive season. I love Christmas, where we get to actually really remember what the Christmas season is all about, which is Jesus. And one of my favorite Christmas verses that I can really bring up on a constant basis is one that we're actually doing for Challenge for Change this month, which is Isaiah 9 verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from the latter time forth, even forevermore. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Makes me excited. Makes me just so appreciative of what Jesus really did for us on the cross and how he has died for us. Establish that real relationship that we can have with God. And for me, there's nothing greater. So stay tuned, because we're going to be celebrating today on remembering what Christmas is all about and chatting about that. God bless you. You know, one of the amazing things about Christmas for me is actually just thinking about who Jesus was. You know, all the prophecies that were actually fulfilled. For me, that like blows my mind. And I did a bit of research, and it sounds as though over 324 prophecies were fulfilled in the time of Jesus. And he just fulfilled everything that he came to do. He really, really did. And a verse that captures this for me is 2 Timothy 2 verse 8. It says, constantly keep in mind Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as risen from the dead, as the prophesied King. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Our King, the King of the kingdom that is of heaven, is here. He is risen from the dead, conquered the grave. That means that we can actually step into this place of absolute joy, absolute peace, absolute excitement for me, because I can enter into a kingdom that has overcome the world. And it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of him fulfilling what God sent him here to do. Such a free gift that Jesus gave us to believe in him. And it actually makes me think of all the other scriptures that are in the Bible about this time of Christmas. And I can actually think of one that really stands out for me. And it's something that has meant a lot to me over these last few years. And I'm going to be reading it soon. So please stay tuned as we continue to celebrate and discuss this time of Christmas and what it really means to remember and keep Jesus in mind. Talking about one of the prophecies that really stands out to me in the Word of God about Jesus coming, the King, the Savior coming to this earth, God himself in the flesh coming to this earth, is Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Now, for me, can you imagine? I'm just thinking, can you really imagine the effect that that must have had on the society back then? It like blows my mind that like all of a sudden you get this prophecy from this man of God that says there's going to be a woman that God chooses to actually come and like be born from. I mean, it's like, I'm thinking the woman back then must have been like grabbing a hold of each other and saying, is it me? Is it you? Like, who is it going to be? And there must have been such an expectation. And all of a sudden, God meets with this one woman who he sees as the one he has chosen. And there's something different about her. There's something different about Mary that just set her apart from the rest of the women at that time. And something actually that you can apply to your life and say, Lord, here I am. Send me, choose me. And what we can do to actually change our hearts to be someone that God can say, I can use that person. I can use that person. That we're going to tackle a little bit later though, because coming up next, we have something that I look forward to every single week. And it is Moments with Mama Daff, where we can like really ask some serious questions, tackle some things that are happening in society, and actually really grow, learn, grab those pearls of wisdom and apply them to our lives. So stay tuned, because right after this, we're going to have that Moments with Mama Daff. If you just tuned in to Impact 103, you have tuned in at the right time, because right now we are doing another Moment with Mama Daff, where you, the listeners, can receive answers through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to the questions that you have about love, about life, about your relationship with God, and about anything that you really need to be real about. So welcome again, Pastor Daphne, to Moments with Mama Daff.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Yes. I'm excited about this topic, this question.
Yes, amen. Me too. I really, really am. Just so all the listeners know, we're talking about a question that is actually has been kind of like a no-go around this community. And it sometimes feels like we kind of need to talk about it, expose it, and get a godly perspective on what's actually happening in this topic. And I love this time that we have with Mama Daff, because it's a time where there's no judgment. We don't have to get defensive about a certain opinion, but we're just taking what the Word of God says and applying that to our lives so that we can become exactly who Jesus intended us to be and change our thoughts, change our perspectives, and just see, okay, what does God say about this? What does he say about it? So the question is should we celebrate Christmas if it's a pagan holiday? It's like straight out there.
That's a good question. Let's break it down. So number one, where did the Christmas holiday come from that we celebrate? Did it come from a pagan festival? I think that's the very beginning ground point, because there's a lot of misunderstanding around this topic. So just to answer that succinctly, the church in Rome began celebrating Christmas on December 25th in the 4th century during the reign of Constantine, the first Christian emperor. So that's where Christmas itself started. It started from the church, and it started with the first Christian emperor named Constantine. So Christmas itself is not pagan. So was it originally pagan? No, it was started by the church. This is something that, boom, let it click. Christmas was started by the church in the 4th century. The holiday itself didn't exist before that. Now, should we celebrate it if we're Christians? The answer is yes, because it was appointed as and recognized as a holiday for us to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. That's the whole point Christmas has ever been about, all the way back when it first started. At that time, Easter was really the only major holiday for the church. So this became another holiday appointed for the church, a festival for the church. So let's go over it. In the 4th century, Christmas became a holiday started by the church during the same time of the year that many other pagan festivals took place. Christmas itself was always a holiday celebrated for the birth of Christ because it was originated by the church. This is important to understand, and this is what's kind of collapsed, is that there were other traditional pagan festivals before Christmas became a holiday around that time of the year. But Christmas itself was appointed by the church in and of itself as a separate holiday, a separate festival to celebrate the birth of Jesus. So just because there were other traditions and other pagan festivals before Christmas was its own festivity, it doesn't mean that it came from the traditional pagan festivities. Christmas did not take an existing pagan festival and add to it or add on to it stemming from that festival's beliefs or traditions. Christmas has its own beliefs and traditions as a unique holiday, unlike anything else at the time. Wow. So it always was and is for the church, even though today Christians and non-Christians alike celebrate it globally. So at the end of the day, when you want to celebrate Christmas, really the question is this. God looks at the motivations and intentions of the heart. So why do you celebrate Christmas? Is it just for gifts? Is it materialistic? Is it self-indulging? Is it because you want to truly celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? If the heart is to worship and celebrate Jesus, then that's what he's looking at. And in 1 Samuel 16:7, it says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart."
Come on. Come on. I love that. It's all about our hearts. It's like coming back to like a real relationship. And I think for me, that's like something that has stood out about any decision that I might make for the kingdom and for the way that I'm going to live my life is this coming out of a place of relationship and not like a tradition. Something that is surrounding Christmas is a whole thing about Santa. And a lot of Christians I know are talking about, should we bring Santa into Christmas? Some are agreeing with it and saying, oh, they don't have a problem. Others are saying, well, you know, it's taking away of like the true meaning of Christmas. So I actually just want to, how do we tackle that thing of fairy tales, Christmas, Santa?
I think the most important thing to remember is that if it's a parent that's making this decision of whether they bring Santa into Christmas or not, the most important thing for a parent to look at again is their heart. What are you teaching your child? Raise a child in the way that they should go and they won't depart from it. So if you start introducing fairy tales to your children of things that are not real, so we've got Santa Claus, we've got the Tooth Fairy, we've got other entities that are not real that we teach our children about. If you teach your children about fairy tales, then how do they understand a Lord and Savior that they don't see, but yet you have to know by belief and faith? Yeah. Because now you taught them to believe in other things that are fairy tales. And yet we have to tell them, oh, no, but that's different with Jesus. And that's become kind of a bone of contention for a lot of children that were introduced to fairy tales. And then when they got older, Jesus seemed almost as a fairy tale because they can't see him. They can't touch him. So it's very important that a parent remember what you teach your children, you are responsible for. There's no need to have Santa Claus. Santa Claus came from St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was an actual saint in the Catholic Church, and he went around doing good. He gave away his inheritance, and he just went and gave to the poor, and he did godly things. That's what his heart was. Yeah. And so Santa Claus then, that was around the 1800s. So then Santa Claus was drawn for the first time by a journalist. And that became now the world-renowned symbol of a jolly man with a big belly. But that isn't even what St. Nicholas was and what he stood for. So Santa Claus is a fabrication. And to teach our children that he's real and then even one day break the news, oh, that was mom and dad all along. Why are you doing that to your children? You're introducing them into disappointment. You're introducing them into believing in fairy tales. You're introducing them into susceptibility that can alter and create fantasy reality for them. What we want to do as a parent is show them reality, the reality of the kingdom. We want to walk in such tight relationship with the Lord and with Holy Spirit that they see signs, wonders, and miracles, which will follow the believer. And they have a reality of Jesus in their own personal relationship with them, even as a small child. That's what we need to focus on. So in our home, this was our decision as Christians who really love the Lord. We decided that we would not continue with the Santa Claus thing and that we would literally turn Christmas around in our home because we're Americans and it's a huge commercial, the largest commercial time of the year. Everything is very materialistic. I mean, presents galore under the tree. And then Santa Claus brings more. And children really start to look forward to the presents instead of to the point. So what we did is we turned the whole thing around. We do worship in the morning as a family. We have hot chocolate and cinnamon buns, and that became kind of our family tradition as we talk about the birth of Jesus and what he did for us. Then each of our kids talks about something in their personal relationship with the Lord in a very loving, real way. And then as we exchange presents, we explain in our home that it's because the kings brought presents to Jesus. And this is our way of sharing in that same moment of giving and loving and honoring Jesus by honoring and loving each other as you're supposed to love your neighbor. So we turned the meaning of Christmas around back to more of its original intention.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for breaking it down for us. I think for me, it brings like a lot more clarity to the situation, specifically when we focus on the motivations and intentions of our hearts and what are we actually making those decisions out of. And I think it's something very important, specifically as our thoughts are sometimes framed by society, to bring it back and say, what does the Word of God say? What is God really looking at? When it comes down to it, it's all about love. Comes down to relationship with Jesus. So if you have a question for Mama Daff, please let us know on our WhatsApp number on 071-364-0376. And we'll pass it on specifically, even if it's something like this that seems a bit taboo. Society doesn't really want to talk about it. We want to, because we want to be open, vulnerable in our relationship with God and just be real. So thank you so much, Mama Daff, for being here today and just elaborating, explaining about this question.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we love you, Jesus.
Amen. Merry Christmas to you. Let's for a moment just jump back straight into what we were discussing a little bit earlier about how God chose Mary. Now, can you imagine and picture this moment? Here is this humble girl, and all of a sudden, she sees this angel just appear, boom, bright as lightning, and he says this to her. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, endued with grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed, favored of God are you before all other women." But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what he said, and kept revolving in her mind what such a greeting might mean. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God. And listen, you will become pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, imminent, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his forefather David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob throughout the ages, and his reign there will be no end." Can you imagine actually just receiving such a promise from God? And God has this for every single one of us. He has a promise. He has something he wants to kind of implant inside of all of us, that he wants that word, that promise that he's given us to really come into fruition, and for us to hold that promise, to help it grow, to help it become what it was meant to be. Because since Jesus came, he really did give us free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God. That's what it means to believe in Jesus Christ. He restored that relationship, showed us grace. And it's just for us to say, "Lord, what is it that you are saying about me? What is it that you want me to carry for your kingdom and really establish here on this earth?" And I love Mary's reply, and something that you're going to have to stay tuned just for the next little bit so you can find out what her reply really was. So during this encounter that Mary had with this angel, this messenger from God, she had a beautiful beautiful response. And something that I really strive for in my life, I'm like, Lord, help me to continue to have this. It was this reply: Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said. Now, for me, I'm just like, Lord, let it be done. Let it really be done. Whatever you're declaring over me, let it be done. And I love just above this, where the angel describes on how it is going to be done. And it says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the holy, pure, sinless thing which shall be born of you will be called the Son of God. Now, what is that thing? What is that thing that God is placing in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, and saying, go and do this for me. I've chosen you. I've chosen you to be a witness. Go and proclaim this to the world. And it's something so important for us each to find out. I know what mine is. And it's really honestly to tell you that Jesus loves you. He's told me, go out, tell everyone, tell the world that Jesus came. For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in Jesus will not perish, but will have eternal life. So this is honestly what I can really encourage you to do throughout your time in this December, when you're just resting, spending good time with family. However, make good time for God. Place him as your priority. Allow the Holy Spirit to overshadow you, just like Mary did, and say, let it be done. What you're telling me, God, let it be done, so that your kingdom can expand, so that your glory can come, so that your love can not only transform me, but transform the people around me. So our time has come to an end, but I want you to keep on being real with the Lord. Allow God to come and speak to your heart and speak to his. Tell him this very thing that he says to you constantly. I love you. I want to spend time with you. So with that, I'm going to leave you with this one thing that is the most important thing to remember about Christmas time. And that is that Jesus really does love you.